You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
The next hadith I'll share with you is one that describes four categories in the fire of hell. Basically, there are four people in hell who bother the inhabitants of hell. Meaning the other people in hell, they're like, what did you guys do? You're so evil, your presence here disturbs us. Like maybe more heat comes from them, maybe their odor. The people of hell, they complain from them.
Thinking, what more can be done?
What more? The Prophet describes. So the Prophet states there are four types of people who will bother the inhabitants of hell, until the people of hell will complain, what have these done more than us? The first one, فَرَجُلٌ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي تَابُوتٍ مِّن جَمْرٍ. A person who's hanging from a casket that is glowing with fire. You know the caskets that they put the dead people? They're put in that, and the casket itself is on flames. فَقِيلَ لِصَاحِبِ التَّابُوتِ. It's said to him, to this person, مَا بَالُ الْأَبْعَدِ قَدْ آذَانَا عَلَىٰ بِنَا مِنَ الْأَذَىٰ. They ask him, you're so far from goodness. What did you do to be in this state? He stated that I had so much money that I owed other people and I deliberately did not pay them back. It's a major sin. When you borrow money from someone and you don't pay it back. When you cheat someone and you don't give that money back. When you steal someone's inheritance. Or if you have a business partner and you steal their share. This is all haram. Zakat, you're stealing the share of the poor. Khums, you're stealing the share of those who deserve it. This person says that I was careless. I never cared about this. All I did is just take money. I didn't care how. By cheating, defrauding people, that's my fate. That's one category. The second category is a person who drags his intestines. Imagine that scene. A person walks and his intestines are just falling out and he has to pull them with him if he wants to move around. That's humiliation for him. So he's told, what did you do, O wretched human being? He states, I did not care about purity when I was urinating. The urine would go all over, make everywhere najis and my body najis. What does this mean, brothers and sisters? Someone is going to say, Allah's really going to punish a person like that in hell because they were not that meticulous with their urine. In other words, this person did not care about salah. This person did not keep any purity to even pray. And it's wajib to maintain your purity. So we have narrations that state, you know, standing and urinating where every place is made najis. That's you know, the angels curse a person like that. Maintain your purity. There are some people who live an entire lifetime without purity. And one of the ni'mah of Islam is that it obligates us to maintain purity. I heard from one doctor who deals with a lot of people. The doctor said that I am happy, non-Muslim doctor, I am happy when a Muslim patient comes to me. It's a type of invasive exam that they have to do. I'm happy when a Muslim patient comes to me because a lot of the non-Muslims, they don't observe tahara and najasa, and it's just sickening when I have to operate on them. The stench that comes from them. Whereas the Muslims, generally, they maintain, you know, their body hygiene because of wudu, because of salah, because of ghusl. That's rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who consistently ignores the laws of tahara and najasa and dies with no faith, this is their fate. On the day of judgment, Allah tells him, your intestines are going to fall out of your body, carry it. That's the second one. So that sight bothers the people of hell. Like, God, what did you do? The third category is a person, blood and discharge and pus flows from his body. He is asked, what did you do, O wretched person? He said, I would basically hear all the negative words out there around me. I pick up the negative words, the ugly words, and I would spread them in society. Have you seen some people, they're in a gathering, like 2 hours. During those 2 hours, a lot of good things are said, and then maybe a few bad things. They quickly latch on. They pick up that bad, they spread it the next day. They just have a habit of doing that. Anything negative around them, they're like a magnet for it. They're a magnet for ghiba, for defamation, for, you know, just bad words. And they spread them everywhere. This would be their fate on the Day of Judgment. Nastajiru billah. Yes, I know, that's very scary. Nastajiru billah.
So let's say somebody defamed someone, person A defamed
person B. Yes.
Yeah. So person A will be punished accordingly.
Correct.
But what happens to person B then?
The one who was defamed unjustly, yeah. Allah will compensate that person by elevating his status on the Day of Judgment or by forgiving more of his sins. Allah will tell him, you were defamed in dunya and you were patient. Because of that, I will take you to a higher level in heaven. Or if you have sins, I'll just wash them away from you. So Allah will compensate the mazlum who was defamed, definitely.
Is it true if you talk about someone, like someone's talking about me, and I don't know they're talking about me, they're just saying bad things about me, let's say. Is it true that I get their hasanat?
Yes, we've talked about that before in this class, where on the Day of Judgment, you will get some of their hasanat, and you'll transfer some of your sins to them. Yes. That's the burden on them on the Day of Judgment. If they don't repent, of course. If they sincerely repented, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convince you to forgive that person by giving you more hasanat. But assuming the person didn't care to repent, then yes, that's what would happen. The fourth one. They see a person who eats his own flesh. Like he just devours his own body. They tell him, oh wretched person, what happened to you? He states, I would eat the flesh of people in dunya with ghiba, with backbiting, and with namima. I tell you that your friend defamed you. He did that. I instigate a problem between two people. So this is a hadith that describes this. The next hadith is one that's interesting. Is there any hope for those people in hell? Is there a way out? If they truly accept the path of Allah or they do tawassul in hell? Yes, look at this hadith. If one humbles himself even in hell, there is room for forgiveness. This hadith is in the book of Amali by a Shaykh al-Saduq. He narrates it from Al-Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. He states that there are some people, they will stay in hell 40 autumns. Each autumn, kharif in Arabic, is 70 years. 70 autumns, and each autumn is 1 year. You know, from one kharif to another kharif, from one autumn to another, from fall to fall, that's 1 year. In Arabic, sometimes instead of saying 70 years, you say 70 autumns. This was just common in Arabic. So the Imam is saying there are some people, they dwell in hell for 70 years. Then after 70 years, he asks Allah, بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ لَمَّا رَحَمْتَنِي. Oh Allah, I ask you by Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt to have mercy on me. فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ إِلَىٰ جِبْرَئِيلِ. At that point, Allah reveals to Jibreel, go to my servant, get him out of hell. Jibreel says, Ya Allah, how am I going to go into hell? He's scared of going into hell. This is hell. Allah tells him, Jibreel, I've commanded the fire of hell not to hurt you, to be peace and cold for you. So go. He tells him, okay, Ya Allah, where am I going to find him? Where in hell? He tells him he's in a gutter in Sijjin, a part of hell. Go to that place and find him. Jibreel says he will go to that place and basically he will find him, you know, fallen on his face. He comes and he helps him out. Then Allah speaks to that servant. He tells him, my servant, how long have you been asking me to release you? He says, I don't know. I've lost count. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear by Allah, I swear by my glory, I swear by myself. If you had not asked me by Muhammad and Al-Muhammad, I would not have released you. But because you invoked me in them by their name, I have released you. This shows you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his rahmah even in hell through Muhammad and Al-Muhammad. What valuable creation are they? So Allah forgives him and he frees him from the fire of hell.